You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to my live Saturday broadcast here. It's January 30th, 2021, so if you're on hold right now, you're going to be able to get on the air to ask me a question. So, yay! So, I wanted to bring up something before I actually take your calls, and I want you all to consider this. So, people tell you from time to time that the best way to draw to you what you want is by affirmations. And while I think keeping pleasing thoughts and vibrations in your mind are a good thing, I wanted to give you the perspective that some affirmations are actually working against you. So if you were to say to yourself, I am surrounded in loving relationships and abundance, if you were to say that to yourself and any aspect of that would be untrue, then basically your subconscious would be going, no, that's not true. That's not true. I'm not surrounded in loving relationships and abundance. There might be some loving relationships, and I'm happy to get a paycheck, but do I actually feel like I'm constantly surrounded by abundance and loving relationships? The answer to that might be no. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is that there's a very, very gentle shift you can make. So it really boils down to just changing the word am. So instead of saying I am surrounded by loving relationships and abundance, you change that to I want. So I want to be surrounded by loving relationships and abundance. Because here's the thing, if you're affirming something and you're pretending in your mind that you're already there, well, there's a part of your subconscious that's going to fight that because it knows it to be not true. But if you switch it to the idea of I want to be surrounded in loving relationships and abundance, suddenly everything about the inside of you nods in agreement with that. So once everything is nodding in agreement that you want whatever this thing is, whether it's loving relationships and abundance, a new car, a better job, you know, a relationship that actually feels like it's a partnership moving forward with one specific person, when you actually say, I want, it shifts the energy. And then when you go into the idea of I want to be surrounded in abundance and loving relationships, what happens is that everything internally starts to make you aware of how that's being drawn to you. So I just want you all to shift that idea from affirmations to wanting, because affirmations can be a bit of a distraction where a want is actually a goal. And when you can put yourself in the mindset of a goal, then everything shifts, which is exactly what I want for you, is to shift what you don't think you have in your life to a desire toward getting it in your life. So I hope that all makes sense. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Christina calling from California this morning. Thank you.
Hi, Christina.
For the insight.
What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to know what you see for April. I have two court dates, but the court date that I'm talking about in April, by that time, 60% of my income will be gone, and I'm going to be asking the court to adjust the alimony, which is what I didn't know they do this when you don't have child support. So I wanted to see if they're going to adjust it to what the California law says that I'm entitled to.
So, by the way, I want to tell you what's really super unusual about the five cards I drew for you is every single one of them is a major card. So first of all, it's incredibly important that you are physically there in the courtroom for that decision. That's number one. Number two, it's saying that anything that will benefit the idea of you being a effective mother, a better mother, a more resourceful mom, is going to work in your favor. By the way, is the court date around either the 7th of April or the 18th of April?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then it's even more going to work in your favor. So the answer is an overwhelming yes, because as soon as you present that this is what you're supposed to get in order for you to be an effective contributor to your offspring's well-being, this is an overwhelming yes, Christina. So I'm not worried about you at all here. As a matter of fact, these cards are so freaking amazing. I'm kind of blown away by it. And seriously, there's absolutely no doubt. Now, when you show up in the courtroom, I want you to make sure that you're showing up dressed as though you are the best mom on the planet. And what I mean by that is it might not be all the designer stuff. It might be that you show up in a very simple, and I have to tell you, the suit that I'm getting for you is blue. The suit that's the power
suit.
The
white top.
That's the one.
Can I call you after this and set
sure.
up a time for like a full
yeah,
meeting?
Yeah, just go to mona.vegas and you can directly connect with me. So www.mona.vegas and then we'll set up
some
time.
I wrote your number down.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm going to call. All right, thank you, Mona.
Wait till after
thank
the program because I'm in the middle of this. All right, thanks. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia from Florida. What's your question for me today?
Love. I'd like to connect with a love partner, a life partner. Somebody to grow old with?
So the best way to connect with some, and by the way, there's a gentleman showing up here that I actually really like. The best way to connect with somebody is by doing an activity that you both like, all right? And I'd like you to take a little bit of a baby step in some way. So the baby step might be that you learn how to play bridge, right? And that you start showing up and starting to play bridge. The cool thing about that is it's going to connect you politically, and I'm using air quotes around the word politically. It's going to connect you with people that will then have the potential to be your friends, right? Because what it's saying is that the way for you to meet this nice partner, this person that's going to be moving forward with you, while I don't see you actually getting married, Julia, I actually see you finding what I like to call your companion of choice. So there's a man here that's coming up with dark hair and dark eyes. He might be Italian, Hispanic, but he's got an olive complexion. So he's somebody that either spends a lot of time in the sun and he's tan, or he is Hispanic or Italian. What I'm getting about this man is that there's an almost immediate connection, an immediate liking with the two of you. And while I don't see you actually getting married, what I'm seeing here is that there's not an issue with you feeling by yourself or lonesome. It looks like you're about to find a partner. Now, the reason why I'm asking you to get involved in some sort of group thing, whether it's learning how to play Texas Hold'em, or it's learning how to play bridge, or maybe it's pinochle, or maybe it's canasta, or maybe it's cribbage, whatever it is, I'm getting that you learn how to play a specific game that connects you with people that you wouldn't normally be connected with, all right? Because what I keep getting is that you're going to have to get out of your house to meet this person. Right, and that
okay.
you can't sit around and wait for the UPS guy to bring him to you unless it is the UPS guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yes.
So what I'm telling you here is that is love going to be in your path? This says abso-frickin-lutely. Your power months for romance are between July and September this year. So that actually makes sense because a lot more things will be open, more people will have gotten the vaccine, people will be a little bit more confident about getting out of their house. But in the meantime, I want you to learn how to play some sort of a game that when you show up to play it, you already know how to play it, right? But it's saying here that this man is coming towards you, Julia, and you don't end up alone. So I'm happy to tell you that.
Awesome. That's exactly
right,
what I
friend,
was looking
thanks.
For. So, thank
All right,
you.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. Let me get my computer going here. I've got somebody – oh, crap. I just dropped a call by accident. Damn. All right, well, hopefully they'll call back. All right, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
This is Jackie. I'm Mona. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
There's some issues going on at work, restructuring down the road, and I'm not necessarily looking to remain in that particular location.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Jackie. So could you make sure your
it's
mouth
about,
is right by
it's
the
about work.
Yeah,
Did
that's a little
better.
Okay, so now
okay.
ask me your question.
So some situations are going on at work in terms of restructuring, and we're working remotely now. But I just want to know if I'm going to remain in the same location or go somewhere else, and whether it would be better for me financially and emotionally.
So here's my thought, Jackie. First of all, mm-hmm. I'm actually getting I'm getting the impression that this is not the job that you actually really want to stay at anyway. So
right.
I would like you over the next couple of months to start looking for another job where your skill set
mm-hmm.
would apply to perhaps a different industry, because what it's saying here, and I'm going to give you sort of a universal thought to think about, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The universe does a couple things when you're supposed to make a change. Sometimes both of these things happen. The first is that you're offered something so amazing that you can't not take the new thing, right? It's a door flying wide open for you. It's something that you actually have to follow your heart to get to, all right? So that's one way the universe tells you it's time for a change. The
mm-hmm.
another way the universe tells you it's time for a change is by making you feel so uncomfortable where you are that you have to look for something new. Because what I'm getting here is that there's this feeling of healing that goes along with you making a shift or a change to another job, which is why I'm totally supporting the idea of you finding a new place to work. Now, here's the other interesting thing, is that there's I want you to think about the element of water, all right? The element of water seeks its own depth. So water always goes to the lowest point or the deepest point in any vessel first, right? So, you know, water
mm-hmm.
doesn't stick on top of a glass. When you pour it in a glass, it goes to the bottom first. What it's
right.
saying here is it's time for you to decide, well, what do I want to do moving forward that will benefit me in more ways than just a paycheck, all right? For example, let's say you decided to learn how to be a travel agent. Well, you know in the next year or so, people are dying to travel. They can't wait to get out of the house. They can't wait to go visit Hawaii or the pyramids or, you know, the Himalayas, whatever it is. You see what I'm seeing? That maybe
yeah.
maybe what you do is you decide that you're going to be a customer service person connected with a travel agency or an airline. And you could still work from home in a lot of those cases, but now you have the added benefit that when you want to travel, it's going to cost you way less or free. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and the other thing that's going on here is that you want to be in a partnership where, and I mean partnership connected with work, where it really truly feels like you're part of the team. And so I think what the universe is presenting to you is this whole idea that it's time for you to look for something different because you're ready for more. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 914 area code. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Oh, hi, Christine. Sorry I hung up on you by accident. My computer was running, doing this really weird slow thing. So I clicked the former call, and then it when I did the click, it actually, that one disengaged, and it went to you and disconnected you. So my apologies. Yeah. All right, so what's your question for me today?
I've just been struggling a lot. I'm not sure if you take health questions. If not, then wondering about my finances or my job situation that I'm in right now. If you see me finishing this position, or I'm just like, things are really up in the air.
Yeah, well, it's you're in a very, very transitional phase right now. And I want you to think of it this way, all right? And by the way, anything that I touch on health-wise does not replace that of a physician or nurse or medical professional, right? But what I am getting here for you is that you're in this weird little gray area of a transition place right now. And because you do your best stuff when the rules are in place and that you know what you're supposed to do, you don't do really well in the gray area. And what it's saying is that you're in this gray area right now where things are forming and actually ultimately benefiting you, but right now it feels very uncomfortable. So I want you to think of, remember at the circus, there was those trapeze artists. They would go from one platform and swing on the swing and go to the other platform. Remember those?
Yes.
Okay. Well, where you are right now is you're between platforms. You're hanging there on this trapeze, but you're not on one side or the other, and it's very, very uncomfortable for you. So first, I just want you to recognize the fact that this is uncomfortable for you. That's the very, very first thing you say to yourself is, this is uncomfortable. I don't like it here, but I'm going to make the best of it, because the momentum of what's going to happen with you moving forward is actually going to land you in a much better place, which I just want you to do two things. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Have no assumptions about what's going to happen moving forward, and control your emotions, all right? The best, I understand, because here's the thing, is that again, you know, you actually find comfort when there's rules. And when you're in the gray area and you're doing your best, it feels like your best isn't good enough. And that's the forces that are going on around you right now, when in fact what you are doing is good enough. But there's a book I want you to download today and read. It's going to cost you maybe $5 to download it. And it's a book that may have been presented to you in the past, but you've never read it. But have you ever read a book called The Four Agreements?
No, but I have one
or
two.
Okay, so the author is Ruiz. He just came out with The Fifth Agreement, which that's kind of interesting, but really it's the Four Agreements is really all you need to read. And I'm going to tell you what the Four Agreements are, and then there's an explanation that helps you actually navigate that. But the Four Agreements are, be impeccable with your word, which means whatever you say, you're going to do. You're also not going to talk bad about yourself or anybody else. The second thing is, always do your best, which you are doing. So don't worry about that. You're doing the best you can right now. Just agree with that. The next one is, make no assumptions. Don't automatically assume that a certain thing is going to go a certain way. The assumption part is where you actually ask questions and that you get clarity, right? But the last one and the big one and the whole reason I want you to get this book is, take nothing personally. Any criticism that's coming from the outside towards you might not be about you. It might be about them. And as soon as you can recognize that some of the shenanigans that are going on around you right now might not actually be you, that you're being shown, I think, in spades, what you don't want. So the universe is doing you a favor. You're being shown what you don't want, right? Well, from what you don't want, you can then develop what you want. So I don't think that you were tuned in at the beginning of the program where I was talking about that affirmations can actually be a bit of a trap, because if you're saying I'm surrounded in abundance and loving relationships and your subconscious doesn't actually think that's true, then basically you're working against yourself. But if you shift that to the idea of I want to be surrounded in abundance and loving relationships. Well, then now your spirit's actually going to draw that to you, all right? So here's the thing. Don't jump to conclusions. Be in the moment. And the more you're in the moment, the more you'll get through each day where you are. But do I see a shift coming for you? Abso-frickin-lutely. And it's connected with the number 5. So I don't know if it's February 5th that you find a new job or if it's the next 5 weeks that you find the new job. But I absolutely encourage the idea of you finding something that's a little bit more aligned with your spirit and your personality. Does that all make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very
much. All right,
gal pal, really
go download
that
book. Thank you for calling.
Thank
you. Talk to you later.
God bless.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi. This is a new caller. Dionysus.
Yay.
Yay.
wait. Hold on. What is your name?
My birth name. I always have to re-clarify. My birth name is Dionysus.
I think that you're the first Dionysus that's ever called me.
I usually am the first Dionysus anyone's ever met.
All right, my friend. So what's your question for me?
I typically don't have questions, but lately I have. I guess, I don't know, I guess maybe just a general question, maybe, you know, general reading or, you know,
so
maybe what you
call,
think my career may be.
And Dionysus, that's why people call me for a full session. Career, okay. What it's saying here, do not compromise what you ultimately want. Now, that's a big statement I just said to you, because what it's saying here is that you've done the work, you have the background, you're ready for this shift. What it's saying is that whatever is the next stepping stone or whatever is the actual thing, that's the thing to go for. All right. It's also saying that it's time for you to announce to anyone that actually will listen to you what it is you want moving forward. So here's the thing. What I love about you is how naturally charming you are. There's no question in my mind that when people meet you, they like you. All right. So anywhere that you can put yourself in the path of anyone that can remotely help you, that would be my advice. Because you're coming up here as ready now. You're actually ready to do the job. You're ready to do the work. You're ready. You're ready for the next step. But you first have to decide, well, what is that next step? You see? So
that makes
it's
sense,
not
that part.
It's not going to be a transition connected with a love relationship. It's going to be specifically connected with the task of work. So, for example, I envision you being in front of large groups of people someday. I don't know why I'm getting that for you, but I am. So if there's any If there's any discomfort at all with you being in front of large groups of people, it might be that what you do is you start honing your own presentation skills, and that would be part of the stepping stone I'm talking about, is that you get to a point where perhaps whatever you're explaining, you decide to hone that skill into being a little bit funnier, or you hone that skill into being a little bit more educated. But what it's saying here is that it's about you putting you in the spotlight and making you a priority for what you want moving forward, and that it's all about, I want the next step. So that's what you say to yourself. I want the next step. I want spirit to show
sense.
Me the next step.
What type of career would you suggest to refine? All of this you're saying is actually confirmation and it's accurate, so thank you for that. But
I actually think that you should be on camera. I see you.
I have been.
I see you on camera. Like, one of the things you could do particularly well is demonstrate a product. So it could be that you do practice of that on your own YouTube channel or just on video where you demonstrate a product. So let's say your favorite product out there is Barbasol shaving cream. Let's just say that's the thing. And then what you do is you do a demonstration of Barbasol shaving cream on your face. So maybe you're, you know, you're, and then you send it to Barbasol. You say, see your product's the best, and feel free to use that. Just make sure that I can put it on my resume. Do you see what I mean? It's what I keep getting for you is that I see people watching you in some way, and not in a pornography way, in a total informational way.
You're funny. Well, maybe that too.
I know.
I would
it's
never.
Okay.
People get, I don't know, they get attracted to me in a weird way sometimes. But that makes sense. And the products, it's called brand ambassador. That is something I've been thinking about doing.
Okay, so you becoming
an
influencer might be part of it. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I look forward to talking to you again.
You.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.